This is the National News Bulletin, a summary of the day's news. Tunis and Bizerta have been captured. The Russians have destroyed more than 400 Nazi planes in the past 48 hours. Tonight, the Union Jack and the Stars and Stripes are flying over the smoking cities of Tunis and Bizerta. Axis defenses collapsed after a tremendous 36-hour offensive by the American Corps and the British First Army. During the day, the Americans advanced 9 miles, the British 14. The combined Anglo-American offensive was so perfectly timed that the two cities fell within 5 minutes of each other. Bizerta was taken by the Americans in French at 4:15 p.m. and Tunis by the British at 4:20, Tunisian time. As night fell, fighting was still continuing inside the narrow streets of both cities. Some dispatches said later, however, that all resistance inside Tunis and Bizerta had apparently stopped. Thousands of prisoners have been taken, and the number is growing hourly. No estimate has been made as to the total, and a definite count may not be made for some time. Part of the Axis army, however, is heading for Cape Bon, a rocky peninsula which juts into the Mediterranean east of the fallen cities. Some enemy troops are in the hills between Tunis and Bizerta. Others are in the south, but the 8th Army is expected to look after them. Montgomery's men advanced another 9 or 10 miles today. But many of the enemy's best troops have already been killed, captured, or cut off from further retreat. Some correspondents say that the last of any large-scale Axis resistance in Africa may come to an end in a few days. The rocky hills of Cape Bon do offer the enemy good natural defense positions. It's expected that the Germans and Italians will try to make a stand there. But the fact is that the enemy's best defenses have already been blown wide open. These were the defenses protecting Tunis and Bizerta. Today, the Allied Air Force let loose the most pulverizing aerial offensive ever seen in Africa. The Axis Air Force had been swept from the sky the day before, and our airmen were able to devote their full attention to the Germans and Italians on the ground. The planes made 2,500 sorties and dropped 1.25 million pounds of bombs. On the First Army front, the planes, along with the light artillery, blasted a hole 4 miles wide in the Axis defense belt. Then British tanks and infantry went forward. The enemy tried desperately to hold them back. He threw just about all the tanks he had left on that sector into the battle. 60 tanks. Many of them were destroyed. The rest fled. Then the British troops poured through the gap. They got a foothold on the open plain. The tanks came up, turned toward Tunis, and opened up their motors. They ripped right through to the city, and the Germans couldn't stop them. The same thing happened at Bizerta. Once the Americans made their breakthrough, they advanced 9 miles in 3 hours. The Germans evidently didn't have time to get back to their inner defenses. And these defenses, the ones immediately surrounding Bizerta, were the strongest in all Africa. It had been expected that the Axis would try to make Bizerta into another Sebastopol. But when the Americans got to the outskirts of Bizerta, they found most of the defenses unmanned. The guns were still there, big guns protected by concrete walls, for the Germans weren't there to shoot them. They hadn't been able to get back in time. Some of the most powerful guns in Africa let the Allies pour through without firing a shot. At sea, the Allied Air Force sank a dozen vessels and damaged 15 more. Dispatchers say that some of these ships were trying to evacuate Axis troops. Tonight, General Giraud, the French High Commissioner, appointed General Charles Mast, a De Gaullist, as French Resident General of Tunisia. He'll have his headquarters in Tunis. The victories in the French Protectorate came on a memorable day for the French people, Joan of Arc Day. Today also happens to be 6 months, less a day, from the time the Allies landed in French North Africa. In the last 2 days, the Russian Air Force has destroyed more than 400 Axis planes. 350 of these were destroyed yesterday, when Russian planes made large-scale attacks on German airdromes. 24 Russian planes were lost. Moscow doesn't say whether the German airdromes are in the Caucasus, where most of the fighting is going on, but today the Red Air Force shot down 77 German planes in the Caucasus, where the Red Army is crushing all German resistance on the ground. Today, a coordinated artillery and air bombardment drove the Germans from another series of positions. 9 Axis counterattacks were smashed, and the Russians captured 3 important hilltops. The Russians are driving through hilly country northeast of Novorossiysk, and many of the enemy's communication lines between Novorossiysk and the Taman Peninsula have been cut. In the Black Sea, Russian naval planes have sunk 3 enemy transports, a tanker, 3 torpedo boats, and 2 barges. The only other important ground action reported in the communique took place in the north. Russian troops have taken several populated places southwest of Veliki Luki. Canadian Spitfires took part in sweeps over the English Channel and northern France today and returned without loss. One RCAF plane was lost when another group of Spitfires attacked an enemy ship off the coast of Brittany, and a coastal command plane of the RAF is missing after patrol. A few German planes dropped bombs on an English coastal district this morning. One of the raiders was destroyed.